Round table, Runde, Tisch, Gespräch, Topic, Thema, Bildung, insbesondere Blindenbildung in europäischen Ländern. Wir hören rein.
If I go to one of those special schools, can I still get every degree, or am I like limited? Can I only do like simple school, or is it the same as the regular one?
It's really adapted. I think it's so individual that, well, usually those who go to special schools just do the compulsory part, the comprehensive school, and then they end up, they go to special vocational institutes.
Okay, so it's not like I go there and I graduate like after primary school and then I switch once into a normal school. This usually doesn't happen, right?
Not usually, not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, they're usually people with they're multi-handicapped, how to say.
Okay, so if I'm like single handicapped, I usually go to the girls' school.
Yeah, single handicapped, single-handed.
So that's a good question from Finland. So they are apparently quite ahead in terms of integration, because most, or actually all of visually impaired and blind students who can make it and who don't have additional disabilities actually go to regular schools. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about Belgium? What's there?
So in Belgium, there are only parents who decide where will go their children. So in regular school or specialized school, and it depends on the parents' decision. Mm-hmm. But if they are in a special, if in a regular school, if they are not too many people who are visually impaired in the same regular school, it's going to be okay. The teachers, directors, and other pupils or students are ready to be adapted to adapt all the things to help the person. But the vision impaired person has to put himself in evidence. He has to be open minded.
Mm-hmm. And okay, so if I'm like a parent and I have a visually impaired child in Belgium, then I can. It's my decision.
Yes.
And if I say I want to go to a regular school, nobody can stop me.
Yes.
They can't tell me like, no, you can't. Okay. And if I'm a student there and I don't perform well in a regular school, can they force me to change?
Yeah. The school, if I am parent, the school cannot force me to change. But it depends on the school and the personality of their director or someone like this. But they could say, "Oh, you have to make to put your child in a specialized school because here." In the ordinary school, it's not. It doesn't work. He has a lot of difficulties.
Okay.
It could be true, and so.
Yeah. And then they decide, not the parents.
Yes.
Okay. And what about the special schooling? Do you have a lot of special
Schools?
Okay. So the future of the child. Depends on the parents' the decision. When the parents would like to have the child in normal school, they can do it. But when they want to get the child to the specialized school, they also can do it. And it is the choice of the parents. When I would like to, I talked about it with my friend who finished special who finished specialized school 15 years ago, or 50 or 20, and he said that 20 years ago the level was higher than today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In the special schools, the level was higher 20 years ago?
Yes.
Wow.
Because the problem is we have very little blind people with another handicap. Yes, today we have blind people with handicap, mm-hmm. and these people have to go to the specialized school, and that's why the level is lower
okay.
than before. And we have no difference between a handicapped school and a school totally for blind.
Okay.
Because your name was the expert's name,
mm-hmm.
Magda. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Magda, you said that you think that the system should be separate, one for the blind and one for the visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you from my experience, I was, you know, I'm from Austria, but we are living close to the Swiss-German and to the Swiss and German border. So I was in a boarding school in Switzerland, and it was for blind and visually impaired people. And we were both blind and visually impaired in the same class. So in some, it can really work out. For example, in computer science, we were separated, but in all other subjects like geography, history, math, or something, we were together. Okay, the classes were not regular, big classes like 20 people or so, 6 or 7 people, of course. But we were blind and visually impaired. We were together.
Yes.
So it can work out.
We have a big problem with our infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents have choice between to get the child to the school for the blind or visual impaired. When the child will learn the useful occupations, useful things like Braille.
Mm-hmm.
So between it and between to get the child to the regular school,
yeah.
when a program isn't adapted,
mm-hmm.
but higher than in special schools,
yeah.
and then this child has the chance of a good future. So I think you have right. I like the integration in the school systems, but I am a realist and I see that today it isn't possible in Poland. We have many elemental things to do.
Mm-hmm.
If will can possible.
Okay. Sorry, excuse me. Can we talk about these things in the focus groups? Because
yeah,
otherwise,
yeah,
these
yeah,
people
sure,
will take
yeah,
ages.
Sure. Of course. So let's go to straight to Austria. Yes.
We have three schools in Innsbruck, Vienna, and Graz. And yes, the parents have to decide where the kids are going to,
mm-hmm.
but I think also that it's better to go into a special school if you visit the elementary school to learn Braille.
Okay. Can you, is the level the same between special and regular school? So can you change?
Yes. I think so too.
Okay. Brief and concise.
You can It's a difference. So this week you can just visit the elementary and the secondary school, mm-hmm. and if you want to have the if you want to go to high school or so, you have to go to, I don't know if in Vienna or Graz you have a chance.
Neither, I don't know too.
Okay, but you can't stay in Innsbruck.
No.
Okay.
You have to move, or you have to go.
Or you have to go to a regular school, right. Like
yes.
I did.
And I did it too, mm-hmm. and that was okay. I think.
It worked great.
Yeah, it was okay.
How about Latvia? Because we actually now have a Latvian.
Horrible one. Maybe Dutch will come.
Sorry?
It's in
I think there's a horrible come.
Okay, so you want yeah. German people first. Marco.
Sorry, I'm
yeah.
What about Germany?
So, Germany changed a lot. Let's say 20 years ago, or yeah, right about that, integration, the discussion about integration started. So this means until that time, every blind pupil went to a special school for the blind. And every just slightly parted visual handicapped pupil went to a special school for visual handicapped people. Mm-hmm. This was why this was because of learning the special working techniques are quite different. Later on in the 90s we were not just discussing but even practicing integration of blind and visually handicapped people, so that they could even go to a regular school. And if integration went good or bad depended on that the used ordinary school, and of course on the work of the parents and the work on for the assistance from the next institution for blind or visual handicapped people. So it used to be like every family wanted their blind or visually handicapped pupils to go to an ordinary school, because this meant that they didn't need to go to a boarding school, so they'd come back home every day. Integration has got two sides, of course, because if integration doesn't go that very good, meaning in school everything is all right, but at home you need more time for your homework, you need more time to prepare yourself, mm-hmm. you need more time for special furthering by the teachers. You always need more time, and that's a bad not just a bad impression for yourself as being a student, but it's also mm-hmm. it avoids partly to keep contact with people being able to see normally, and this is exactly the opposite of integration. So now we changed the name and now we name it inclusion. I don't know why, but it's now both forms are possible. We have the special schools and the possibility to go to a regular school for blind and even for visual handicapped people. It's up to the parents to decide. The rule is every pupil shall be furthered as best as possible, and this may be different in every case. So it changed so that generally each of our 16 federal states has got a school for the blind and at least one school for visually impaired. Yeah. So with the exception of our city-state Bremen, but Hamburg has one and Westphalia has got two, Bavaria has two as well. Normally, in primary school, you visit a school for the blind in your federal state, and later on you go to for example, to a grammar school such as in Marburg or in Königs Wusterhausen. There are two of them where you can graduate. And
How about the level of special versus regular? Is it comparable? Is it the same? Can you change easily?
Well, you can change. If it's easily or not depends on, in practical it depends on the social administration who will give their okay for spending the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a question of money in Germany. And generally, the parents have the right to decide.
So, Rafia, yep. Are you ready now?
Probably.
Great. So, if you could speak about other special schools, if there are, how many, who decides whether a children goes to a special school or to an ordinary one, and what is the difference in terms of educational level? So is it easy to change from a special to regular?
Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, yes, of course, there are special schools, like maybe for deaf, for visually handicapped, and for other handicapped. But if we're talking about blind and only visually handicapped, then there's only one school in Latvia. People around Latvia come to Riga to study in the school. Yeah, of course, it's a boarding school. About who decides whether to go to this school or not, it's actually fully in the children's parents' hands. If they want to send their children to the school, they do it. If they don't want, they hire a private teacher or do whatever they think is best for the children. But no one is kind of making raids around the country and looking for blind children. We're just, we have our own site and we probably recommend some people the school, but parents decide. About the education level.
Yep.
It's probably more easier to learn in our school because you get undivided attention. And the teachers always help you to change. I actually don't think that, for example, a very visually handicapped pupil could easily change to an ordinary school because if we compare our program and the ordinary school program, it's like the ordinary school is like two times faster than ours. Because we take all the learning program a bit slower and a bit more careful so everyone could understand and so no one would, stay behind. So, whoever comes to our school, they probably won't leave it. Yet there have been several cases then when the vision of some students have improved very much and they have been integrated in the ordinary schools.